friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, and we saw the sheet of the Rush. The Rush brings down the seeming steer. The Gemara Erechim seems to say women are chayiv even in Kriya. The Tosefta says women are only chayiv. The Bahag, based on the Tosefta, says women are only chayiv in Shmiya. So how does the Rush in the previous shiur, we saw Rabbeinu Simcha dealt with that. But how does the Rush deal with that? So the Rush is not a steer at all, because the Gemara Erechim doesn't hold that women can be archive in Kriya. Women are only, can only be multi other women. Women can't be multi men in Kriya. And you might think that a woman can't be multi another woman in Kriya. So Kamash Milan, that a woman can be multi another woman. So we asked, what's Bechal Bahavimina? That a woman can't be multi another woman in Kriya. So the answer is that a woman, and again we're going on the Derech of Rav Zerachi Shlita, that a woman is chayiv in Shmiya Samagila, but she has to hear a proper kriya. In order for her to be yotze Shmiya, it has to be Shmiya from a good kriya, from a proper kriya. And if a woman is reading, you might not think that has a chalal shem kriya. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that a woman is ksheira likras to Samagila. That was at kamishin ogei adover to the din of hechsher Shmiyosa, that would make it that a woman is properly considered listening. So her kriya is considered a kriya kshera. So to be motzi a man, she can't be motzi a man. She's not chayv in kriya. But her kriya is a kriya enough for hechsher shmiya. She's chayv in shmiya. And the hearing another woman reading, her own reading, that's enough of a kriya to be motzi her in her shmiya. So this can be explained based on what we spoke about in the previous shiur. That if a woman is only chayv in shmiya, not in kriya, so it must be the reason of afhein ovo sinai, is a tam chudish. It's a new reason that's only mechayv in shmiya. And since we explain, this shmiya is only kosher if she hears kriya as a megillah, so it must be that when a woman reads, it has a chalos shem kriya. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. It has a chalol shem kriya when she's reading, and that's what it means afhein ovo boso anes. There are enough boso anes that's mechayiv them in shmiya, and that their kriya should be a proper kriya for shmiya, not a proper kriya for men or a chayiv in kriya, but a proper kriya for shmiya. So it emerges that the difference between a man and a woman according to the Rosh is that mikiyom mitzvah megillah beish is chaladei kriya, woman shmiya. But the shmiya even of a woman has to be the shmiya of a kriya, and for a woman the kriya of a woman is considered kriya enough for her shmiya. That's awesome, and that's shot in the Rush. And we go further and we can say that even if we say the reason Rav Hein Obo Sanes is coming to include women and Ketanim in the Iker Chiyuv of Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nehemar Likros, in the Iker Chiyuv that Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh, that's Mechayiv Kriya, and Rav Hein Obo Sanes is Mechayiv women in that. So if that's true, then Ketanim are only a single derabbanan. They're not a double derabbanan. Because according to this, what it means is that even the Iker Chiyuv was said on anybody who was Ba'oso Anes. So you can't say it's a double derabbanan. Normally, what's a double derabbanan? That you have a mitzvah derabbanan, and then the Chiyuv of a katan is anyway only derabbanan. But here, the katan is no less than a gadol, because the chiv of the katan in Megillah is the same exact one as the gadol. If it's included in, if Avin Oibo Sones includes the katan in the Esser Baruch HaKodesh Nemar Ligros, So the katan is a chiyuv derabbanan in Megillah. Just like a gadol is a chiyuv derabbanan in Megillah. Then an added derabbanan here that a katan is less chayiv than the gadol. No, katan is just as chayiv as the gadol is. Esther baruch hakodesh nemra likros. So in the Avein Oy Bosonetz, if it puts a katan in that category, as we were choker at length in the previous shir. So it turns out then that there's only one derabbanan. What's a derabbanan? Derabbanan is chiyuv kriyas hamegillah. If you hold it's derabbanan. But don't throw at me an added derabbanan that ketanim are less than gedolim. No, your ketanim are the same exact thing as gedolim. Anybody who's ba'oso aneis is chayiv in kriyas hamegillah. Bein hevdol bein chachma bein katan legadol. Similarly, it would appear that even according to the rabbis, it's true based on what we said, they hold that the reason of Afein Obosanes is a Chov HaMechudeshes, it's a Nuchiyuv, that's not included in Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Bester HaKodesh Nemra, Likros, and therefore Ketanim can't be Motzi Gedolim, we said in the previous shir. But since we explained according to Rabbeinu Simcha in the previous shir, that this new obligation obligates only in Shmiah, not in Kriya, so it turns out the Lin Chov is Shmiah. It's the same derabbanan. Because everybody who is ba'o samanes is chayiv in the same shmia. So even if you hold that Avhei Noe ba'o samanes is a chov v'mechudash, it's not included in Ruach Bester HaKodesh Nemar Likros Seder. That's as far as the Kriya is concerned. But as far as Shmiah is concerned, this whole Afhei Noe Bosonais is only talking about Shmiah, according to Rabbeinu Simcha. So it emerges that with respect to this Chovas Shmiah, Chad Rabbanan Hu Gamei Tzok Tanim. Tanim are on the same level as Gedolim, because as far as the Chiyuv Shmiah goes, they're on the same level as Gedolim. So according to this, we can understand very well Shitas HaTosis Rabbeinu Simcha Kol Echad Kishitasa. That only according to Tosis hold that even Ketanim B'Kriya are Chayiv Bein the Rebbe Yehuda Bein the Rabbanan. According to Tosis, there's a Chiyiv Kriya on both. There's a Chiyiv Kriya on Ketanim both according to Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Again, Rebbe Yehuda says a Katan can be Motzi HaKadol, Rebbe Rabbanan say can't. And therefore, Tosis explains, as we saw in the previous shir, that according to the rabbis, the reason a katan can't be motzi a gadol is because she'ein amechuyev mikoyach tshrei derabbanan, because a katan is a double derabbanan. So he can't be motzi a gadol. Because it's true that a katan is only mechuyev bekriyas hamegillah with two derabbanans. You have the Etzem Chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah. And then you have the fact that he's a Katan. So one Derabbanan of Megillah, that they're equal on, and now he's a Katan. So how can the Katan be Motzi the Gadol in Kriya, says Tosfos, when the Katan's a double Derabbanan, and the Gadol's a single Derabbanan? Because a katan is only chayiv b'kriyas hamegillah, mikoach trei derabbanan, because of a double derabbanan. However, according to Shitas Rabbeinu Simcha, since bein l'rabbanan, as much as it refers to chovas shmiah, and bein l'Rebbe Yehuda, ad kamash zeh nogea l'chovas kriya, according to both of them, the rabbis and rabbanan, again, this is Shitas Rabbeinu Simcha we saw in the previous year. A katan is only one derabbanan. Right? According to the rabbis, as we said a moment ago, that if you talk about chovas shmiah, a katan is on the same level as a gadol. That's what Afein Hoy Boso Anesta puts him on the same level as a gadol when it comes to shmiah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Even Chovas Kriya, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the cotton can be motzi a gadol. So it emerged then that a cotton is only a single derabanan. The kol chad kedeislei. Rabbi Yehuda is a single derabanan with respect to the Chovas Kriya, rabanan with respect to the Chovas Shmiya. So there's a chiyuv on anybody who's also anes, and that's what the chiyuv is. Same as a gadol, katan is the same as a gadol. They're equal. Just according to the rabbanan, it's only been ogei l'shmi, and therefore he can't be moti a gadol in Korea. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, even Korea. And therefore, Rabbeinu Simcha had to explain that lo yehe shehakatan v'agadol v'nei chad abigsaninu. Even if we say that a katan and a gadol are in the same category, that's only as far as how chayv they are. When it comes to the mahusa chiyuv, the essence of the chiyuv, so in other words, each of them is only going to be a single derabanan. When it comes to the essence of the chiyuv, the nature of the chiyuv, there's going to be a difference, because the gadol is mechuyev in kriya, and nashim ketanim are only mechuyev in shmiya, and a mechuyev b'shmiya can't be motzi a mechuyev b'kriya. That's the Rabbeinu Simcha we saw. V'omer Rabbeinu Simcha, chen shayach kan lomer asi derabanan u'mapik derabanan. You know why the derabanan can't be motzi the derabanan, and nashim can't be motzi men? Ho vein chayavim kriyasa rak b'shmiya, de b'ha pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'rabanan. V'yuda machshir b'katan. That's Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha says, listen, they have the same tokef achiyuv. They're both derabanan, but there's different mahus. Women and children are only shmiya, and men are kriya, and therefore they can't be motzi men. However, according to Tosfos, it's a different vort. According to Tosfos, it's because ketanim are a double derabanan. That's why they can't be motzi. Tosfos is a mechalik between shmi and kriya. Tosfos says that ketanim can't be motzi men because they're only a double derabanan. So again, according to Rabbeinu Simcha, he's miyashev the stira between the Gemara and the Tosefta and Shittas HaBahag by saying that the Gemara is Lefish Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, and Lefish Shittas Rabbi Yehuda Ketanim Ketaka Bimotzi Gedolim. However, we pass him like the Rabbanan, that's the Tosefta and that's the Bahag, that Ketanim can't be Motzi Gedolim. Why? Because Ketanim are Bishmiya and Nashim are Bishmiya, and men are Bikriya. But it's not a steer between the Gemara that says that Ketanim, the Gemara in Erchin, that says that women are Chayiv and Kriya like men, because that's Rabbi Yehuda. Just like Ketanim are Chayiv and Kriya and men, like Kriya and men, like men in Kriya. It's not a steer because that's Rabbi Yehuda. And the Tosefta and the Bahag, which says that they can't be Motzi, a man, because that's Shittas Shittas Rabbanan. The Rosh is Miyashiv the Stira differently. The Rosh is no Stira because it's only Kriya. Because the Gemara in Erechin is only talking about Shemiyah. And the Chiddush is that even though it's only the women are only Chayiv in Shemiyah, but if one woman reads for another woman, that's good enough, because that Shemiyah, that Kriya of a woman, has enough of a Shem Kriya to be motzi a woman who's chayiv in shmiya. That's to have a chilul shem kriya. But to be motzi a man, no. Because nashim b'shmiya and gvarim b'kriya. So shmiya can't be motzi a kriya. And what about Tosfos? Tosfos holds, Tosfos talking about ketanim. The reason ketanim can't be motzi gedolim, they don't make the chilul between kriya and shmiya, because pasha double derabanan against a single derabanan. Baruch Hashem, for those who understood, and I hope you did, if not, you can always contact me. It's Mamish Gevaldik, and we obviously can talk about this a lot more, and we hope to do so in the future. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest. Much love. Shalom, shalom.